Happy Monday. We are back. Welcome to the Still Spinning Podcast, episode 51. In case you couldn't tell, I am back in the throes of COVID for the third freaking time. It's great. It's wonderful. My name is Nicole. I am joined by my partner, Dan.
It's not what Hello, it says on the Dan. Screen your name is.
Nicovid. That's pretty good. I didn't even notice it. Well, when did you think of that? How long were you sitting on that?
6:30 when I logged in when we first started talking and I heard your voice. I'm like, okay, let's change that to Nicovid.
Nicovid. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Wonderful. I am wearing my New York Fire Department Ghostbusters sweatshirt today.
Nice.
Pretty excited about that.
Can I show you something funny that just happened right before we came on the air?
Yes, please. Is it Nicovid?
A friend of mine sent me this and said, here's a shirt that Jenny should make you.
Ha! One star Ford's Theater.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Says, would not recommend. And I said, yeah. That's funny you say that. And I pulled my shirt up and I said, there you go.
Come on. Are you serious? Yeah. That's.
And by the way, this should be the image that we use for the screenshot.
If we have a choice, yes. We shall.
Right.
I feel like it just randomly picks like when
it
I'm
does.
Making the weirdest face.
But yeah, how funny is that? Like, what's the chances of that? That somebody, and I don't think I've had this shirt on for several months. It's just,
I don't think I've ever seen that shirt. Did Jenny make you that shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. It's in the t-shirt pile and I just threw it on today because I knew I was going to put a shirt on under another shirt. And so there you go.
I know the layering in which, you know, we all have specific shirts that we like as the base because they're softer. Right.
Yep. I only wear soft t-shirts now, Nicole. I changed my entire life around by throwing away all my old radio station t-shirts, all my old anybody.
The hefty.
Yeah.
Any hefty tee, it's out. Those things are scratch-tacular.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Anything where people order like 1,000 for, you know, $400 or whatever, they're out. They're gone because those are not going to be comfortable shirts. So I changed my life around a few years ago and started buying some nice quality t-shirts. And this was a nice quality t-shirt and she just took the, put it on there. It's fine. I don't care.
Mm.
She can do what she wants. I ain't gonna.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I know that's true. Episode 51. It's crazy to me.
You know what's more crazy?
Hmm.
Bears.
Oh, yeah. I always, whenever I see certain stories, I'm like, this is right up Dan's alley. I know exactly what you like, and this is one of them.
Yeah. So you
want to kick us?
Do you want to do it or do you want me? Yeah.
No, I will, because you got to talk about the second one. All right. So again, I know what Dan likes, and this is a headline that is made for Dan Dibert. Tourist mauled after rolling down window to take selfie with bear. And then the subheadline, which again, we have yet to figure out what the correct term is. I thought he wanted to be friends, the victim's friend said after the wild bear just attacked her. Oh, I love these stories. So these two little old ladies, and they were in their 70s, vacationing in Romania. They're Scottish ladies. They were vacationing in Romania, and they were driving through the Carpathian Mountains. Am I saying that correctly?
I think Carpathian, but like where Vigo, remember Vigo from Ghostbusters? Vigo the Carpathian?
Oh, yes, I do remember Vigo.
Speaking of Ghostbusters, tying it all back together, yes.
That's a good tie in there, Dan.
Yeah.
So during the outing, these two women come across a couple of brown bears and, of course, do their best to get a picture with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the quote. What happened was the bear came up to the window of my friend's side and no problem. It let us take a picture and then went away. But I didn't get a proper picture. So we went back and it was on my side. And then the next clip is just her being carried away in a stretcher. Of course, it was a mom and a baby. And you don't screw with the moms, man. You don't screw
definitely don't screw with the babies. I mean, for sure, because if mom is anywhere around, that's going to end poorly for you. And that doesn't matter where you are. In fact, that's a lot of animal species, but it's mostly when the animal can rip your head off.
Mm-hmm.
That's especially important thing to remember.
Yeah. So she pulled over. She parked her car because she wanted to get a better picture. And then this is what she said. I thought he wanted to be friends. He came and wanted to get into the car, but instead he got into the car and bit my friend. Well, duh. Dumbass.
I think we're losing stuff here in it was not translation because they're not speaking Romanian.
No, they're Scottish. Yes.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yes. So she is alive. She did not get killed. She just got a little mauled. She accredits that to her padded jacket and a top on another top, which saved her arm. But you have morons.
Yeah. Hey, do some comments here. I'm going to run and grab something real quick.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Back. Yes. Excuse all me.
Right.
For just
I don't
moment.
Even want to know. Yes. Here we go. Dan has a noise that it makes whenever we're showing some comments, but I don't have it. So ding. Okay. Charlotte says there's a Facebook group that posts pictures of idiots in Yellowstone and it's their favorite thing. I am with you on that because the people in Yellowstone are a whole different level of stupid. They are always doing ridiculous things with the animals. Mostly getting gored by bison is what those videos are. Yep. That totally checks out. And James says, and now she's rebuilding herself, which is funny because that's usually the bears. Ha ha. Oh my God. Why do you have that, Dan? For those of you who are just listening, and perfect for Keith's comment, he's Vigo. He has a picture of Vigo now behind him in the...
The world will be ours. Mostly his.
Mostly his, but also ours. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Sorry, if I didn't know this was a Carpathian thing, I would have brought in, I would have had Vigo here from the beginning.
I sent you the story.
I don't read what you send me.
That is true, he does not. But to be fair, I don't read what he sends me either.
Right.
We just recap it to each other when we get on. So I'm sorry. Completely deserved. I have zero sympathy for that.
It's already started. I see that Charlotte, did you mention Charlotte's comment about
the Facebook group about Yellowstone?
So it's already started this year. The season is just, technically is not even going yet. And there've already been like four or five good maulings by, and I think all of them have been bison this year so far. But I don't know, like how much more can you explain to somebody that this is a wild animal?
Right.
You shouldn't have, like, there should not have to be a sign up anywhere. The fact that there has to ever, like, if you've ever been to Yellowstone, when you go in, they hand you a bright yellow piece of paper that has the animals on it and says, you know, bear, stay this far away, bison, stay this far away. And then they tell you, you know, all these other animals, and they list the animals and tell you, the ant, you should not have to be told. You should want to be as far away as possible from this animal and grab some binoculars and look at the animal that way. Like, your brain should just, something in your brain. Do you remember a few years ago, there was that video of that girl at a zoo, and there was a lion, like a full-size lion. Do you remember this? And it was just, she was in front of the glass, and this lion was, the lion was just beating the snot out of the glass trying to get to this girl, and the girl's like laughing and turning to her mind. I'm like, no, kid. This is what we've done. We've done like Lion King. We've done all these things where people think like this is an animal that will kill you and doesn't care about your feelings and doesn't care about how much you like lions, doesn't care about how nice you are to other animals. This animal will kill you.
Yeah.
And same thing with buffalo, same thing with the bear. I feel like we should take the signs down. That's the only way people are going to learn.
Yeah. Some more comments. To be fair, there are signs in Florida that say don't have sex with the alligators. So clearly people need to have some sort of direction. Honestly,
what?
Charlotte, the fact that those are in Florida does not shock
me. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you want to do the Anne one there? I did see this one too, where she said there was a video going around last week of a woman plucking baby black bears out of a tree.
I don't... Much like you. And with this particular story, these ladies were in their 70s. These are not like stupid kids who don't know any better. Like, you have lived a very full life and you should know that a wild bear is a wild bear. Wild bear.
And a bear. Yes. And will kill you.
Yeah.
Keith, this is nice. When my mom worked at Yellowstone, she ran face first into a moose. I remember this story. She was walking on the path to the dorms at night. Right. Yeah, that's got to be terrifying.
But that's a little different, right? Like, that's like you're just out in nature and you just happen upon an animal, which is much different than...
Way different.
It does happen sometimes. Or like people who are running and live in more rural areas. Or I imagine in Florida a lot. What's happening over at your house?
Why do you say that?
Because you keep looking at the door.
Yeah, my door. The cat was trying to get in.
Speaking of wild animals, right, exactly, that will eat your face off. Stuart.
Yeah, so there was a story a couple years ago, or actually right before we went out to Montana, about a cyclist, and he just turned a corner and ran into a bear, yes, and it killed him. All right, and this guy was like a park ranger, so I mean, he knows what he's doing, but
right,
that's just, what do you do, right? I mean, that's like a car accident. Like, you just, sometimes there's some things you can't control, and that was unfortunately one of them. So,
and I think I told this probably on the podcast at some point when we were in Colorado for my grandmother's funeral a few years ago, and we went up to Estes Park, and there were all of these elk, including two very large male elk with all the females. And people were just out, like, walking up to them, like, taking pictures. And the cops came, and they are like, get away from these animals.
They need to arrest people is what needs to happen. Like, they...
Yeah, but what's the, like...
The crime?
For being stupid?
Menacing animals in a national park? And,
maybe.
I mean, you've been told, don't do it?
I mean, I guess. But I don't know.
Let's see here. All right. Anything else on this, or should we move on to our next?
Oh, well, I think this last comment. I watched the video of them taking the cubs out of the tree for a picture. I'm like, dumbass, they're bears. Humans are so dumb. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
No question about it. And of course, that's what makes our podcast. So, thankfully. Yeah.
Vigo staring at me is quite disturbing.
I know. I kept it back there, like, on purpose. I moved it.
Where do you have that? Where is that just in your house? Like, is it hanging, or does it just, like, sit against a wall?
It sits against the back wall in the storage room. It's perfect for Vigo. I used to have it hanging up at my office at work when I had an office.
Yeah.
It was literally like, and people would come in and sit down. They wouldn't see it, and it was right behind them. So I'd stare at them, and Vigo would be right behind them.
That would freak me out.
Yeah.
It would freak me out. Ghostbusters.
Good movie.
Yeah. Did you see the new one?
Nope.
It's all right.
I haven't seen the one with Paul Rudd either.
Yeah, the last two have had Paul Rudd.
Oh, okay. So I got to see. I've heard they're good. I got to see
them. Yeah,
so.
I enjoyed them. I think they're doing a nice job of keeping the nostalgia while also introducing new characters to move everything forward.
And I thought Lady Ghostbusters was good.
I enjoyed Lady Ghostbusters.
Yeah. What's
Kate
her name?
McKinnon.
Kate, I just love Kate McKinnon. Kate McKinnon can read a menu and I will laugh how she reads the menu. She is so good.
And, what's her name from Saturday Night Live? Has, like, the best line where she, like, opens the door and there's just all those mannequins and she's like, that's nightmare fuel. And it is correct because it was. And then they all started moving. Ah!
Is that Kristen Wiig? Or,
No. I can't remember anybody's name right now. COVID brain.
Did you see we never talked about this, but the SNL, the Beavis and Butthead skit?
No, but I heard there was breaking. I heard, like, the one chick had to walk off. She couldn't handle it.
It was the funniest thing that I've seen on SNL. Granted, I know the bar
low
is,
bar.
I know the low bar is low. And I will always tell you that I feel bad for SNL today.
Leslie Jones. Thank you very much, Charlotte. Leslie Jones. I couldn't remember her name.
I feel bad for SNL because when SNL was on the first time, they weren't, when we watched SNL and the few years before SNL, before that, they weren't competing against the internet. It wasn't easy for somebody like you and me to go come up with a comedy skit and put it online. And we only have to do it once and we're funny. And they have to do how many of these a night, every night, and all this kind of stuff. But I'm telling you that Beavis and Butthead skit, I have watched that probably 15 times and I laugh hysterically every time. And I can't think of the lady who's playing the host's name.
I won't be able to help you.
Anyway. Well, apparently the story is she had not seen them in the full makeup. They had rehearsed it and they were wearing the shirts and everything. And when she turned around, and I don't want to spoil anything, but Beavis and then Butthead shows up and his face is so fantastically perfect. I should find a picture of it and maybe put it up here at some point just so
I've seen a picture of it. So I know what caused her to
she had not seen it, so she turns around and his Butthead is looking at her and she just loses it. And here's the amazing thing about that scene: if you go back and watch, every one of the actors is breaking character because it's funny. None of the extras, not a single one of the extras in the entire scene, nobody else breaks character. They don't laugh hysterically. They don't do so. Kudos to the extras in that, because I don't know how you did not break character.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was a funny scene. So if you go, just you, all you gotta do is go look up YouTube or go look up SNL Beavis and Butthead, and it reminds you of the old, like, oh, this is just stupid. It's mm-hmm. so stupid that it's funny. And that's why I loved it. So
sort of like Dick in a Box.
Yeah, right. I mean, right. Like you could just sit stupid. Back and enjoy it because it's just dumb. Yeah, I guess it's a lot like that. Yes.
Yeah. So that's our bear story. All Dan? Right.
I would make sure I'm doing the right story here. Okay, I am. All right. Yes. I would love to go to the Sphere out in Las Vegas.
It looks pretty amazing.
I saw them the last time I was out there, I saw it being built. And so I saw sort of the frame of the thing going up and I didn't know what it was. And the cab driver or the Uber driver didn't know what it was either. So I'm like, oh, you know, but it's Vegas. You're like, it's always something right. in Vegas. So whatever. And then I saw, you know, I would have loved, Paul and I should have went to see U2. I would have loved to have seen U2 in that because I think that meshes with them very well.
He didn't want to go because it wasn't their drummer. Their drummer was injured.
Oh.
So, and he didn't want to see them without the full band. But I agree. You guys should have gone to see him.
Right.
And I'd just go to Vegas because I like Vegas.
And we would have just said we were going to the show and found something else to do. So, but whatever.
Interesting.
but just the, you know, I love stagecraft and I love all. So the Sphere itself to me is just stunning, right? Like what they can do. If you've not seen it, it's a big round ball. That mm-hmm. that inside is a concert venue that holds 15,000, 20,000.
A lot of freaking people.
And the entire wall, both the inside and the outside, are video screens. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they have it set up so they can watch, like, Airplane. When there's nothing else going on, have you seen that one?
Yeah, you can just go, like, during the day.
But, I mean, like, if you watch the Sphere, it'll be an ad for Southwest Airlines. And so the Sphere is just a big face, the little yellow face, and its eyeballs are watching the airplane come in over it, and it's telling you on there where this plane is coming from. Like, this is from Los Angeles, from blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's so trippy. Yes, I haven't seen that.
So the Sphere, it's just the big yellow eyes just looking up. Hey, look, there's a plane coming through. It's really cool. Anyway, it's awesome. I bring this up because, was it last week, the band Fish.
Oh.
Did four shows there.
Okay.
I would have paid to just sit outside and mm-hmm. watch the people going in and out. The Fish heads.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that looks like to them? To you and I,
no.
of clear, sober minds, that is amazing technology and is just stunning. Can you imagine if you go in there all tripped out on LSD and heroin, whatever all these people are.
Heroin.
Or what if. Meth.
For those of you who don't know, Fish tends to be sort of like the Grateful Dead, a band where people would enjoy in an altered state of whatever you're choosing.
No, they do. I believe it's a requirement.
When I don't think it's required, but like, it's strongly suggested.
I feel like
suggested.
You walk in and they shoot you up with LSD when you walk in.
I don't think that's how you do LSD. At
heroin?
Least you used to take it orally.
I don't know what they LSD. Do, but do they give you something? You walk in, they you put the IV and the needle up. Here you
well,
go.
Well, I'm assuming the contact high would be just astronomical.
Pot is nothing to them. Pot is like water to them. Like
you're so funny.
It's got to be something much more than pot.
A little stronger.
Anyway, all I'm saying is and apparently the shows are really cool, and Fish, you know, doesn't do the same concert ever. So they don't have like the set. Oh. Yeah, that's kind of one of the things. And so they changed. So they did almost all different songs every night. So you had several people going back and forth. I'm sure some just stayed there. I'm sure some just went and laid on the sidewalk out in front, waited for the concert the next day, right? Where do the Fish people get all this money?
I think
these drugs aren't cheap. The concerts aren't cheap.
No concert is cheap. I can't imagine how much a concert at the Sphere is. Like, I know how much a concert, like, at the Vic is here. I can only imagine, which is a fine venue, but it's not nice. You know what I mean? Like, I can only imagine what a Sphere concert is.
Well, when I looked up the U2 tickets to see what they were, I think they were, and these weren't not great seats. I don't think they were bad seats, but they were kind of in the middle back, which I think you probably want to be at a place like that, right?
Yeah.
Like that, you don't want to be up front. You want to be able to be back and take the whole thing in.
Agreed.
They were $450. Which I didn't think was too bad.
That's not terrible.
Okay, taking a step back. It's considering. It's insane that you would pay that much for a concert. But considering what other concerts charge, mm-hmm. $450 to see U2 plus the Sphere in a show that's not going to be recreated, that seemed that, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I could go see a show at the Sphere.
I don't think you could either.
I think I would puke my guts out because I can't do IMAX, none of that.
Yeah.
I can't even sit very close in a regular movie.
You can't read in a car when the car is moving. So
that's true. Yeah, I can't.
I'm pretty sure that the Sphere is not for you.
I don't think it is. But you know where I really want to see a show? Like my number one dream location to see a show?
Red Rocks.
Red Rocks.
Yeah. Yep. I've been there. I've not seen a show there, but I've been to the amphitheater and I've been to, because
cool.
You can actually just go through there during the day. It's like
it's like part of it's in a park,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So that's my someday. I missed because Ween was there. A couple years ago, and I missed going to see them. That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But someday that I want to go to the Red Rocks.
I believe that would be a fairly awesome show at
right?
the Red Rocks.
Just, yes. I feel like any show at the Red Rocks. A Mumford & Son was there like 100 years ago, and I think that would have been a great, like any kind of bluegrassy. I don't know why. I would just feel like really fun.
I feel like that's a cowboy. That's a Western, a good place for a cowboy show too.
A cowboy show. Yeah.
You know who would have been cool to see back in the day? It would have been cool to see Red Fox there when he was alive. Red Fox at the Red Rocks. That would be awesome.
My God.
Lamont,
that could be
you
the
big
shirt.
Dummy.
No. No. All right. So, tonight seems to be...
We've done bears.
Oh, we've done bears.
Fish.
We've talked about fish.
And now?
Let's talk about a cat. That is not Dan's cat. There is a Utah pet that went missing. 6 days this cat was missing, and finally it's Chip. So it's a Utah cat, so lives in Utah, and finally the Chip was scanned in LA. But it gets better. Apparently the cat got shipped back to Amazon in a return box and survived a 6 day travel, and when the Amazon worker opened up the box, the cat was inside.
Six days
without food or water. Like, that's pretty amazing, first of all. How do you ship your cat and not realize, like, yes, okay, maybe the cat jumps into the box and you don't necessarily maybe see it when you're taping it up.
Yeah, like, what's
But you have to pick it up.
Right, and doesn't the cat, as you pick up, meow, isn't going to make some sort of noise in there? My cat's late for dinner 6 minutes and I'm hearing about it.
Right.
So 6 days is insane. I don't know. Like how? Yeah. Right. Like Cousin Eddie, you're thinking like when in the
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. So these people had like put up all these posters. Like they were like Galena was the name of the cat. They were just, you know, of course, up in arms. It's your pet. Like it's missing and you're super upset. And a week after the cat went missing, they got a notification from the microchip that it was in L.A. They thought it was a mistake because, like, how is the cat going to get from Utah to L.A.? And sure enough, found out here the Amazon worker found it and got it clicked, you know, had him check for a microchip. And sure enough, they had a microchip.
I can understand. Like, if my cat, the thing that I feel, though, is like if my cat fell into an Amazon box, it might just fall asleep.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, maybe it was asleep, but I still think if you picked it up,
it would move the cat. Like, you would have to feel something moving inside there.
Like, were you returning a shake weight? Like, what were you returning that you didn't realize?
How? Well, okay, first of all, when you do an Amazon return, you just take it to like the UPS store. You don't even have to put it in boxes, FYI.
Right. True.
And so, unless this was a specific, they were shipping it somewhere. You don't even need this stuff in boxes. So how do you get a box closed? I'm just trying to think, like, what has to happen? The sequence of, I closed the box, but the cat got in there during the time that I was, looking for the tape? But even
maybe.
Then, there's just something's not right about that story.
I don't know. Just feels a little weird to me, but, you know. This is what the story said.
Charlotte says a great point. Can you imagine being the Amazon worker opening that box, though?
I would scare the crap right out of me. I honestly think it would scare the crap right out of me. No, cats love boxes. That part doesn't surprise me. It's the fact that it made it. Like, what was in there that you didn't realize there was a cat?
Well, mine would be, because my cat weighs enough to where it would significantly alter the price of sending anything anywhere. So I would.
Well, if it was an Amazon return, you're not paying for it, so you don't care.
Well, that's a good point too. My cat would have torn up the box and proceeded to tear down the house if I did that, right?
Well, yeah. The fact that the cat just like was chill, I guess, about the 6-day journey and didn't like escape.
See, this is okay. This is kind of what I was trying to say. I'm glad Charlotte said it. I didn't want to, but she said someone was trying to send that cat to a farm. Send it off to a farm to get rid of it, right? Something like that, right?
Oh, and like then that's a nefarious plot. Like they've chloroformed the cat and put it to sleep.
But
and
then
put
you
it
wouldn't
the
do
box.
That. You wouldn't do that with a microchipped cat because that's easy to track back to you. And your name and address is on the box and your.
Well, they then flew. They bought plane tickets and then flew out to get the cat back. So I feel like it's probably not intentional.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But who knows? Who knows in this world today?
Yeah.
Who the F knows?
Yeah.
So that's our cat story. I think it's pretty
all right.
Funny.
So what have we done so far?
We've bear. Done
bear.
Fish. Cat.
How about, well, let's not say what it is yet.
All right.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Yeah, you can do this one. This is.
So a toddler, a little 3-year-old, tells mom she's hearing monsters in her bedroom. And, you know, like 3 years old, and apparently they had just started watching Monsters, Inc. Do you know Monsters, Inc.?
I do.
The Pixar?
Yes.
So they just started watching that. So they didn't really take anything she was saying very seriously. You know, like, oh, we just watched this. And the kid was, like, trying to explain it, but didn't quite have the language yet of, like, what was going on. So they were convinced that she was telling them. Oh, there's monsters in my closet.
From the movie, monsters. Right. She knew she was saying there was something, but all she could say is monsters, and mom's hearing, oh, there's no monsters in the closet or in the walls or whatever, yeah.
Right, yeah, so they were like, oh, nobody's in the closet. Then they gave her, like, monster spray so she could, like, fight the monsters, just like a spray bottle full of water, you know, just trying to help the kid out. But then the kid started having night terrors. So she would, like, wake up screaming. She would really freak out. So she was staying in the parents' room. She kept saying there were monsters. So a few weeks later, they noticed some bees entering in their attic. And they live in this old farmhouse. At this point, they hadn't made any connections yet. But they decided to call, like, pest control. Pest control comes out. Oh, they're honeybees. We can't do anything about that because they're endangered, right? So they can't, like, spray for them or whatever. But don't worry, they're not, like, in your house. They're just a couple in the attic.
You can't spray for bees?
No, not honeybees, I don't think, because they're I don't know if it's endangered is the right word,
house,
but they're disappearing. Well, it doesn't matter, because here's what happened. So they finally call someone else out, and they're like, look, there's some bees in here. Can you just check? And then this guy sees them going into the floorboards, into, like, this unfinished part of their attic, and it's the wall to this kid's room, so they do like a thermal thing. There were 50,000 bees in the wall of this poor toddler's house. 50,000 bees, honeybees. So they relocate them, is what they do with honeybees. They like come in and smoke
grab
them out.
They grab the queen and move it.
Yep, exactly. So that's what they did. But so this poor kid is like, I'm telling you. There's some shit going on in my room. And the parents are like, oh, you and your imagination.
You stop it, Carol Ann.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's 50,000 bees. Unbelievable.
Free honey, though.
Oh, it was oozing honey, apparently. It looked like blood because it was so dark. You know how, like, when you see, have you ever seen fresh honey, how dark it is? It's like very auburn as opposed to, like, the lighter color that we're used to. And it was just like, because they took a hammer, because they did the infrared thing, and then they hammered, and it just, like, pouring out, and this poor kid's walls are pink. So it just looks like, it's just amplified. I'm sure that kid's never sleeping in that room again. I'm not sure I were. But yeah.
I've always wanted to put on, like, the beekeeper suit and go do, like, the honey stuff and just take, like, out, you know, the just when they take the stuff out and do the, I've always found that interesting. That's amazing that the bees just make the, I don't know. I find
it's
that
cool.
I do. I find that fascinating, and I don't like bees per se.
I think if you're protected too, there's like something that's not so scary about it. My cousin used to have bees, and I have honey from him. And
can
it was
you
delicious.
Just have bees like in your backyard? Is there like a laws? Do cities have laws?
I'm not sure. Here, he lives in Colorado, so I'm not sure like what their B's laws were, and he didn't live like in the city or anything. He said on the first day when they knocked it down, he took out a 100-pound chunk of honeycomb. 100 pounds is how much that honeycomb weighed. The first piece.
And now I'm thinking about honeycomb cereal.
Honeycomb's big. Yeah.
It's not small.
No. Honeycomb's got big bite.
Big taste and big bite or something like that.
Something like that. But yeah, so it did cause like $20,000 worth of damage. Between like tearing the wall down and all the damage that the honey itself caused. If I were that kid, I would just request a different room. I'd be like, you know what?
Well, now you got new walls. Now you got new everything in there. So,
I mean, yeah. I guess. And a crap ton of honey. Because I'm assuming they got to keep it.
All right. One more.
But I don't know what the processing of it looks like. Like when you...
Can you just eat the honey right out of
the
thing?
I think you can. Like whenever I watch Naked and Afraid and they find a honeybee, they just eat the honey right out of there. But I don't really know.
That process fascinates me, how the bees do that and how the, you know, anyway.
I would like to see you in a beekeeper outfit. Not in like a weird way.
Why?
That sounded weird. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it'd be funny to see you with like all the bees swarming around.
It would probably take some practice to not swat at them, right? Like, because now you're fully protected in the suit, you're fine.
Oh, sure.
But you still, there's bees flying around your head. So I would be the first person in the suit going, just fighting. Yeah, you don't need to.
Oh, we're learning a lot of bee stuff.
Charlotte
in here.
Said it would be funny.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
We love a good pun. And apparently, it's been Animal Day here.
Yes.
Still spinning podcast.
Let's do one more, not animals.
Not animals?
Just sort of a follow-up to something that we were talking about earlier. So apparently they had tornadoes in Oklahoma City. We were just talking about the fact
Monday.
Yeah, just this past week we were talking about the fact that they want to build the biggest tower in the United States, 1,907 feet. And that would be like a couple hundred feet high. That's not one of those where, oh, I'm going to build it 10 feet higher than the height. That would be significantly larger than the largest building in the United States. They want to put it in Oklahoma City. And both of our first thoughts were, wait a minute.
Tornado.
It's where
alley,
the wind
maybe?
Comes sweeping down the plane. You don't put up a tornado there, right?
You
don't put up a building there because of the tornadoes.
Right.
I was thinking about the tomatoes and the potatoes in the same song. So they just had tornadoes there, and I'm just wondering, because it couldn't be a shock to them that because they know they have tornadoes there, but I'm wondering what are they doing there? Are they like putting up test? Just to see what happens. I mean, or I guess they're just assuming that we have enough computer power that we don't actually have to. We know that the building is going to stand.
Man, it scares the bejesus out of me.
I feel like the building should have to be built, and the rule is fine, but nobody can be in there until it gets hit with a tornado.
Just to prove.
Just to
that
see,
it's
and if the building stands,
safe.
Great.
And nothing breaks, like the glass doesn't like shoot into someone.
And Oklahoma City is, I mean, you probably wouldn't be up there for more than 3 or 4 years before it got hit with a tornado because that's how often they come rolling through there. So I feel like that's what they should do.
It was a rough weekend for tornadoes, that's for sure.
I was watching, did we talk about tornado spotters and how they're doing it? Okay, so I was watching them and I'm telling you, they were like rolling up on these towns that just got hit, and these tornado spotters that I watch actually get out and help people and, you know, like bring a chainsaw, and they're not one of the just for clicks kind of people. But anyway, so I thought that was pretty cool. And you know, you forget that there's the human side to that whole thing too, right?
Yeah.
Because, we watch the videos of tornadoes and we're all like, wow, that's amazing. But then when you watch these people roll up into a neighborhood and there are just people wandering around like zombies, like, what? I just had a house, you know, 10 minutes ago. What happened here? And there's power lines down and things are sparking and there's natural gas. Everyone's like, I could smell natural gas here and all. I mean, so you forget about the human side to all of that. And so... all of that being said, I've now decided I would like to get one of those 360 cameras on the top of my car.
Of course you do.
I don't know how.
What are you going to do with it?
That's the problem. I don't really plan on going storm chasing.
Right.
But I just think it would be cool to drive down the road and at YouTube Live.
Didn't you just recently get a dash cam?
Yes.
Do you use it?
I haven't had really anything to
Cam?
Yeah, to have a couple of times.
Yeah.
I feel like I could like make a, like, for example, I just drove up to a town called Breezy Point, Minnesota. That was like an 8-hour drive. I feel like that would have been fun to like be just showing everybody in Wisconsin. Look, here I'm passing La Crosse. Here are the bluffs in La Crosse, and here's the blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I feel. Mean,
there's probably weirder things on YouTube.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a little concerned about chat. I don't want to chat. I don't want to read a screen while I'm doing it.
Sure.
So we'll have to figure that part out. But I got to start looking up into like, can you just get like magnetic cameras on the top of your car and you just like control it from inside the car and broadcast it live? There's got to be a way to do that.
Or could you have a producer that wouldn't even necessarily have to be with you in the car? Like, can they like hone in on your car and run everything?
Can you imagine how bad it would have to be? Like how desperate a human being would have to be a producer of me driving to... Like, how bad do you need work where you'd be willing to, you know, for like $15 an hour?
I mean, $15 an hour, that's pretty good.
Just for sitting in front of the computer, I guess.
Right.
Yes, I would have to have a chat mod. And then the chat mod, if something good came in, could just...
Charlotte's already volunteering.
Right. Then they could just tell me in my ear and I could respond to it that way, whereas I don't have to read the comments because I definitely don't want to do that. But
I bet you would find an audience. I feel like... I mean, we found at least 10 people to listen to us. Right. Like, you probably can find at least a couple people that would watch your drives.
I'd have to do something to make them more entertaining, though. And I can't listen to the radio because the second you're playing music.
Right. Then you're going to get kicked off.
Yeah. It's going to copyright ding you. So
same with you can't. I know you usually listen to movies and things when you're driving. Can't do that either.
Yeah. I listen to books on tape. Can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess I just have to like sing my own songs.
You could practice your comedy routines.
Yeah. I could just sit there and come up with new material and people could work on the material with me. Like, oh no, that sucks. No, don't say that. Don't do that.
Oh, so just like what we do normally.
Yeah. I just thought of, I had some material that I was going to run past you, but I think I'm not going to do that right now live on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Probably best to do that off when the record button is off.
Yeah.
Buttoned. I'm doing great. COVID brain, everybody.
Hey, you've made it pretty well through the podcast.
Yeah, I only had to mute a couple times
Nicovid
to cough my...
did a great job. Nice job, Nicovid, making it all the way.
Yep. Oh, these comments are great.
Mike Birbiglia has a similar... I love Mike Birbiglia. I think he's one of my favorite comedians. And of course, he has a podcast called Working It Out. Oh, where he does... out. So he does works out material?
Yeah.
I should probably know that, but I didn't. So...
Yeah.
Same. Anyway, I could just, I don't know. I don't know, Nicole. I'm just ready to, let's just, I don't know. I've got nothing else to say.
Okay. All right. There we go. Information adjustment suggests perhaps the person who wrote our theme song could write a soundtrack for you for your drive-in. And Charlotte's all for this idea.
So. Charlotte's all in. Well, good. So now I just got to do a GoFundMe for the camera.
Right.
And I could get one of those cool like police car mounts where I could have the computer in the car and I could just like turn the, you know, start the stream and do like a 360 on the camera. We could talk about the billboards. There's fabulous billboards all around the Midwest. We could stop at historic sites, all the weird old historic sites, which I stop at anyway.
I was going to say, it's a normal trip for Dan. See, the thing with Dan is he doesn't like to take the highway. He likes to like go off the beaten path. So you probably would like get some people who are interested in sort of, the back routes to different things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could just be like, oh, look, here's where Bonnie and Clyde got the, you know, the first bank robbery of Bonnie and Clyde was right here at this bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there could be, just do it all
you're
live.
You're onto something.
I think.
You're onto something, Dan.
Yes.
You're onto something.
All right.
All right.
So we'll wrap it up then. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm Dan. She's Nicovid. We appreciate you joining us for our Still Spinning podcast. This has been episode 51. If you would like more information about how to support this podcast and possibly support future driving endeavors with cameras on roofs and, you know, I'm probably going to have to get Starlink or something, right? Because I got to have internet everywhere.
Sure.
We'll have to look into what all this takes. But anyway, you should just go to our website, and the website is stillspinningpodcast.com. That is Still Spinning Podcast. There it is, stillspinningpodcast.com. From there, you can become a spinner, which is a sponsor of our show. You'll notice at the end of this you'll see all of our spinners' names. That's just one of the many benefits you get. Well, there's only two. So that one, and then you get bonus content. So those,
which you will be getting some this week because we didn't do any last week.
That's the bonus content. So that's the benefits of becoming a, the many, both benefits of being a spinner. So stillspinningpodcast.com is that website. We'd love it if you go there and check it out. And, you know, if you watch us on Facebook, I'm sorry, if you watch us on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button because that's apparently pretty important. We're supposed to tell people to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, smush that like and subscribe button. Smash it.
Smush it. Smush it. Smash it.
Tag it. I don't know. Whatever it is you do to the buttons is what you do to them, people. So we'd appreciate that. And that's it. So, all right, we're out of here. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Anything else,
See you
Nicole?
Next week, everybody.
All right. We have bonus content for the spinners this week. Everybody else, we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.